Welcome back to the Experience Life Coaching Podcast, where you get to experience real and genuine life coaching from the safety and comfort of your home. As always, I'm your host and coach, Andrew Cipriano. And before we get going with today's episode, please take a second to sit in gratitude for the person who was vulnerable enough to get coached on their real problems so that they could help you solve yours. So show some respect and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Experience Life Coaching Podcast. My name is Andrew Cipriano and I'm a life coach that's been doing this for about 3 years. I created this podcast after seeing that there was not a lot of resources out there that did a very good job of explaining what life coaches actually do, how it differs from therapy, and what the purpose of a coaching session is. So this podcast is going to be literally coaching real people on real problems in real coaching sessions. It's going to be super valuable for you, especially if you're not sure if you need help on something, if life coaching can help you. It's also going to show you exactly what coaching is like, and it's going to help you see your problems get coached on in real time so that you can get immense value from listening to other people who are vulnerable enough to come on the show. So today's episode is just an introductory for the podcast so you guys have an idea of what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, moving forward, and how the podcast will be structured. So as of right now, I'm recording this in May of 2024. I've been recording episodes with real people getting real coaching who've been vulnerable enough to come on, and the sessions are pretty general at the moment, which is great. I do general life coaching. I have some niches. I do vaping. I've helped other coaches before, but my general life coaching is my passion. I like helping people with any issue they come with, and the tools that I've learned in life coaching are emotional and thought management tools, which really can be applied to any problem, as you will see in the upcoming episodes. So this is not my first podcast. This is actually the fourth one I have created. My most notable one is called the Quit Vaping Podcast. So if you want to learn how to quit vaping, you want help on that, that is my main niche aside from the general coaching. So I would recommend you check out my podcast, the Quit Vaping Podcast. I would also recommend that if you're getting value from the show, please like it, share it with other people, give me a 5-star review, and also go and check out my other social media. I have Life Coach Andrew on TikTok, Instagram. You can find me at Andrew Cipriano on YouTube, and I have a bunch of different kinds of videos on there. And as for the format and the structure of the show is that I'm having, again, real people come on with real problems. These are not scripted episodes. I am doing a consultation before each episode to make sure I can help the person, you know, adequately within one session on what they have they're going through. I want to make sure it's a good fit. But other than that, we're just totally freebasing it and we're just going for it. And that's what I want this show to be about. Real, raw coaching in a way that's going to provide so much value to you, especially if you have similar issues. So each episode, I'm going to have a specific title for it that's going to be the general topic of conversation. But we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. And truly, any episode that you listen to, I promise you there will be thought and emotional tools that you will learn that will help you with your life, even if you don't have that direct problem. As of right now, I'm going to be releasing an episode every other week. I've been recording quite a few of them, so I might change that to weekly at some point, and you guys will hear about that if that's going to happen. But as of right now, you can expect an episode every other week. I'm going to release them on Wednesday mornings. And also, please be mindful that I might have coaches come on as well and have episodes where it's a coach talking to a coach about the industry and about problems, and it's going to be more of an educational instead of an experiential episode. I'm not entirely sure at what point I'm going to start doing that, but I have a lot of coach friends and a lot of different niches that have been trained with a lot of different styles, and I really do want to bring other perspectives onto the show because I think it's important to have different perspectives. So I want to take a minute just to give you some information about me, who I am, why I'm doing this, and just give you my backstory so that you can figure out if you even want to listen to this podcast or you want to even listen to me. So my name is Andrew Cipriano. I've been a life coach for about 3 years. I've owned my own business for 2 years. I've been doing one-on-one coaching with clients. I have also sold courses. I have a quit vaping course. I have some general stuff I'm working on. And before I became a life coach, I had worked in 23 different jobs in a whole array of different industries. I've pretty much done every single thing you can imagine. I used to call myself an expert in entry-level positions. And in 2019, I decided to sell everything I owned when I was 24 years old, and I moved to Spain for a year. At the end of 2019, I got back from Spain and I literally had to click the restart button on my life. And I was watching all of my friends at about 24 years old starting to get settled down. They were starting their careers. They were all graduating college. They were getting married. And I was at this place where I had no idea what I was doing with my life. I had just left a relationship in Spain, so I was a little bit heartbroken at the moment. I had no money. I'd spent all my money. I had no job. I was literally living in my parents' house again. So I had to do this whole quarter life crisis kind of a deal. And I ended up getting into therapy, and I was experiencing clinical depression at the time. I believe that it was clinical depression. I didn't want to get diagnosed. That was something that was my choice. I didn't want to get on medication. I wanted to figure out what was going on so I could solve for it. So while I was going to therapy, I also started researching psychology. I decided to sign up for my 4-year in psychology, and I also got a job working at a psychiatric hospital. So over the next year and a half while working at the psychiatric hospital, I finished my 4-year degree and I was looking at getting a master's in social work or becoming a limited license counselor. So getting a master's and becoming like a therapist. And I didn't resonate a lot with the field. I knew a lot of social workers and therapists and clinical psychologists and psychiatrists, and I just felt kind of not aligned with the clinical model that currently exists. So I was looking around online one day and I found this podcast about life coaching, and I started listening, and I had so much resistance to it because my thought was, this isn't real. This isn't true. I need to get a license or else I can't help people with their mental health. So I battled with that over the next couple months while working at the psych hospital, you know, working with people who did have diagnosably clinical issues every single day. And I ended up bringing the tools into the psych hospital that I was learning in life coaching. They were not therapy tools, they were life coaching tools. And I brought them into the psych hospital, and something incredible happened. At an involuntary care psychiatric hospital, all the ladies on the adult woman's unit were showing up to these groups, and they were getting value and transformation that I had never seen anybody perform using the traditional clinical tools that were being used at the psych hospital. So I decided that I was not going to become a therapist. It was a really hard decision for me because I did not take life coaching seriously, and I had to battle with my own belief systems on that. And I signed up for a $21,000 certification to get certified as a life coach. In 2022, in the middle of the year, I quit my job at the psych hospital and I went all in on coaching, and I started getting clients, and I'm so happy I made this decision. So I wanna go over some basic differences by my own definition of what's different from therapy versus coaching. Please keep in mind that I have to generalize because coaching and therapy have so many different kinds of variations that you just have to generalize to answer questions like this. I have talked to therapists, I've worked with therapists, I've gone to therapy. Like, I know coaches who are therapists, and we all are trying to figure out like one golden definition, but I don't believe there is one because of the different styles and variations of both fields. So in general, if you want to change your life and transform yourself, coaching is a better container for that. That is my opinion. If you want to understand yourself, understand your past, understand your patterns, understand why you're like you are, I think therapy is a more appropriate container for that. If you have a clinical issue, that means it could be potentially diagnosable, or you want to get medication or treatment for something that is a disorder, go to therapy. Coaching is not going to diagnose you, okay? And we're really not trained to diagnose you. The biggest fundamental difference, in my opinion, versus coaching and therapy is that coaching is going to focus very much so on transformation and the future, where in general, therapy is going to focus a lot more on the past and potentially the present with mindfulness. If you want to create clear, crystal clear results to change something, whether it's weight loss, quitting vaping, like going after a career field that excites you, starting a business, I think coaching is a much more appropriate container for that. That's because that container is designed to change your thoughts and beliefs and the way that you've learned how to respond to your emotions to go after behavior change. In addition, the reason that I became a life coach is this fundamental difference between coaching and therapy. Therapy uses a clinical model where they diagnose. And I understand that some therapy doesn't do that, but most do. And especially because in how insurance companies work, if you have insurance and you go to therapy, most often you have to get diagnosed with something, and that's just kind of messy. And coaching doesn't do that. Coaching sees every single person as completely worthy and whole and not broken. So there's no reason to diagnose. And I believe for myself and my life, that's a fundamental approach that just totally resonates with me. And that's actually the shift that got me to go for coaching rather than therapy, is that I never want to diagnose. I don't want to quote unquote treat anything. There's nothing to treat in coaching. You're perfect. You're worthy. You're whole. If you're not getting the results you want, we just have to look at what you're currently thinking, feeling, and believing, and we can help you change that. And we can help you actively change that by learning some basic tools. And I want to say that the tools we use in coaching, sometimes they do mirror tools used in therapy. I think a lot of them are based in cognitive behavioral therapy, which is like your thoughts create your emotions, drive your actions. But in general, coaching is not going to diagnose ever anything. That is therapy. If you want to go to therapy, that's not good or bad. Coaching and therapy are not better or worse than each other. They're just different uses for different containers. A lot of my clients, I would say most of my clients, have been to therapy in the past. They've gotten amazing change. It's helped them a lot. And then they want to still create results in their life that therapy wasn't equipped to help them deal with. So I just want to preface that I don't believe therapy is worse than or better than coaching. I think they have different uses for different containers. And in this podcast, I'm only going to be taking clients who I believe coaching is a good fit for. I trust my discernment. I spent a year and a half working with clinical patients in a clinical setting while getting my 4-year in psych. And the reason that I did that was so that I could have a very clear discernment on what is coaching versus what's therapy. And I use my judgment to do that. If somebody is on the border, I always recommend they go to therapy, and I will not coach them unless they fully understand that this is coaching, not therapy. We're not doing anything clinical. And I draw that line very hard in the sand because it's my ethical responsibility as somebody without a license who's still practicing helping people with their mental health to make sure that I am practicing responsibly. With that said, I am so willing to talk about anything that's borderline clinical, whether it's suicidal ideation, depression, severe anxiety, any bipolar disorder, any of that stuff, I am so willing to talk about, but just know that I'm not doing it from a licensed or a clinical lens. I'm doing it from a you're worthy whole lens, and this is coaching on working on the thoughts and the emotions that are related to the diagnoses or the circumstances, not the diagnoses themselves, okay? So if I talk about things that are borderline therapeutic or clinical in this show, please be mindful that I'm doing it from a life coaching lens, and the people that are coming on this show know that and have agreed to talk about those things in a coaching framework, not a therapeutic framework. I'm not claiming to be a therapist. I'm not claiming to be licensed. I'm not claiming to be diagnosing or prescribing medication, but I'm still allowed to have opinions on those things because I'm an adult human being with a brain who's not portraying to be anything that I'm not. Okay. So just be mindful of that. I'm very careful about these things. I'm very respectful about the clinical world. I think there's a very beautiful place and a time for it, but I became a coach because it aligns with what I wanted more. And I stand behind that every single day in my decision. So the purpose of this podcast is to get as many people as I can exposure to coaching because it's completely transformed my life in every single dimension. Now that I actually know how to manage my thoughts, my beliefs, and my emotions in life, I'm creating results I've never been able to create before, even when I was looking and learning clinical tools that weren't necessarily designed to change and transform my belief systems about what's possible for life. I have no doubt in my bones that this show is going to give you immense value. I'm no longer questioning my ability to coach, so that's not what this podcast is for, so like build my belief in myself. I already know I'm good at coaching, and if you show up and you listen and you pick out any episode, it doesn't even matter if you have the problem. I promise you, you're going to get value from this show because life coaching is amazing, and I'm good at what I do, and I'm always improving my tools. So that's my intro. I really care about the show. I honor everybody that comes on here. I do not want anybody here disrespecting the people that are being vulnerable enough to come on the show. And if I find any of that shit, like, we're not going to put up with it. I know there's other people out there who use clickbait and they have people come on their shows and then they make fun of them. That is not this show. This show is going to hold the utmost respect for anybody willing to be vulnerable enough to come on and talk about their problems with a stranger, so that they can help other people. So please show respect, be grateful that these people have been on here. If you want to be on the show, I'd love to have you. You can sign up at the description. I'll have all my links, and you can also check out any of my other links. Again, if you want to quit vaping, I'm the person that's leading that industry right now, and I will have the best tools in the world. I already have a course that works. My podcast helps people every single day. So I'm excited to have you here. Please like this podcast, share it with people. I want everybody to have access to this because I believe that coaching on your thoughts, beliefs, and emotions is the difference between going after and actually creating a life that's meaningful, that is your dreams, versus staying in a job, in a relationship, in a life that you hate, and having to numb out your consciousness with substances all the time. And the final thing I want to say is that anybody who's come on the show has consented to being recorded for the audio. I've told them to share whatever they're comfortable sharing, and I've also changed names to preserve their privacy and their dignity. So again, if you want to be on the show, it's going to be completely private. At some point, I think I do want to start doing video, so it'll be obviously less private, but I think that this show is going to be pretty big, and I think it's important to, when you're getting coaching, to really get the full experience, to be able to see the person, see the coach, and see that entire interaction. But again, right now, I want it to be as safe as possible and as low risk for anybody who wants to be on it, and we're just doing the audios. So if you want to be on the show, check it out, and I appreciate you being here. Please, again, be respectful of anybody on here. This show is not to make fun of people. This show is not to rub it in their faces they're having problems. It's not to look down on them. This show is for education and also for people who want help. So I don't ever want this show to be making fun of anyone, talking down to people. That's not what coaching is, and I will not put up with that shit on the show. Okay? So thank you guys for being here. You is kind, you is smart, you is important, and I'll see you on the next episode.